This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Political parties busy seeking consensus for a new government as President ordained deadline for it ending tomorrow evening. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa says fairness, impartiality and transparency necessary in legal sector. Home Ministry directs to use necessary budget from Direct District Disaster Management Fund to protect citizens from severe cold. And 12 die in winter storm in United States, more than 200 million Americans affected. Now the news in detail. The political parties are busy seeking consensus to form a new government as the deadline given by President Vidyadevi Bhandari to form a new government is ending tomorrow evening. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa and CPN Maui Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda met at Balwatar yesterday to forge a consensus to form the new government. Prime Minister Dewa's press coordinator Govinda Pariyar said the meeting between the two leaders was held to discuss the issues of power sharing. Earlier yesterday, a meeting was held between Prime Minister Dewa and Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Chair Mahanta Thakur in Balwatar. Likewise, yesterday afternoon, Prime Minister Dewa and the Nepali Congress office bearers discussed the matters of taking the leadership of the government and other contemporary issues. Similarly, Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh met Maui Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda yesterday morning and urged him to join the government under the leadership of the Nepali Congress. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has applauded the role of press in the establishment of the Democratic Republic. Inaugurating the Central General Assembly of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Surkhet yesterday, the president said the journalist had played a significant role in various movements for system change in the country. On the occasion, the president inaugurated the event and newly established central office building of Midwest University. On the same occasion, Federation of Nepali Journalists former president Dharmendra Jha was honored with the Krishna Prasad Bhattrai National Journalism Award carrying a purse of 100,000 rupees. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has stressed the need for a drastic change in the country's education sector. While attending the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Devchuli Secondary School in Nawalparasi East yesterday, Vice President Poon called for an intervention in the education sector to make education scientific and job-oriented. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa has said the attorneys need to work by staying away from any pressure and interference. The Prime Minister added that the agency that abides by the country's law and has the role to encourage others for it should execute work impartially. Prime Minister Dewa said it while addressing the 4th National Conference of the Attorneys in the federal capital Kathmandu yesterday. He said it was imperative to build the professional capacity of prosecutors for prosecution for which the government was committed to extending support. Likewise, Home Minister Balkrishna Khant said prosecutors need to be equipped and their profession modernized. Minister Khant said that development of technologically capable human resources was needed. On the occasion, Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki said the investigation and prosecution by the attorneys must be objective and scientific. Karki said uniformity in the implementation of civil and criminal codes was the need of the hour. The Ministry of Home Affairs has granted authority to the district administrations to spend money from the Disaster Management Fund to protect the lives of citizens from the extreme cold weather. A meeting chaired by Home Minister Balkrishna Khant classified 20 districts as prone to severe cold and decided to grant authority for utilizing the fund. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Padu, has said the government was aware of building a self-reliant economy. Inaugurating the 6th Sindhuli Festival yesterday, Minister Badu said the government had come up with a special plan to carry out reforms in the country's economy. He also stressed the need for the private sector to cooperate to increase industrial production. Serial killer Charles Sobhraj has been deported to France after his release from jail. The Department of Immigration said Sobhraj boarded a Qatar Airways plane leaving the Tirupati International Airport yesterday evening. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court issued an order to release Sobhraj and deport him to France within 15 days. Serial killer Sobhraj spent more than 19 years in jail for different crimes, including murders. The police have arrested two Chinese nationals in Kathmandu on a charge of involving in human trafficking. The arrestees have been accused of taking three Nepali citizens to Laos through Kathmandu, India and Thailand in the pretext of providing jobs. The victims said they were lured into job opportunities at an online sales marketing in Laos with a monthly salary of $1,000 to $1,500. The arrestees have been sent to the prison at Sundara. Chairperson of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rajendra Lingden, inaugurated a 15-bed Haldibari Basic Hospital constructed at Haldibari in Chapa district yesterday. Health Section Chief of Haldibari Rural Municipality, Pushkar Nirola, said the hospital, constructed in the premises of Haldibari Rural Municipality, would provide 15 types of services along with the OPD service. Chairperson of the Rural Municipality, Robinder Lingden, said the hospital was brought into operation to end the compulsion of Haldibari folks of visiting hospital out of their rural municipality even for a small minor health service. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Some 200 million Americans are feeling the icy grip of a massive winter storm that has been linked to at least 12 deaths ahead of the holiday weekend. According to BBC, more than 1.5 million people lost power and thousands of flights were cancelled yesterday. In South Dakota, some snowed in. Native Americans reportedly burned clothes for warmth after running out of fuel. In Canada, Ontario and Quebec were bearing the brunt of the storm with power cuts for hundreds of thousands. A bomb cyclone brought blizzard-like conditions to the Great Lakes on the U.S.-Canada border. The vast storm spans 3,200 kilometers from Texas to Maine, and the National Weather Service said its Friday map, that is yesterday map, depicted one of the greatest extents of winter weather warning and advisories ever. A gunman has opened fire in central Paris, killing three people and wounding three others. The attacker, who was a lone person, targeted a Kurdish cultural center and shot members of the local community. According to the BBC, a possible racist motive is being investigated. A suspect, aged 69, was quickly arrested, and it soon emerged he had been freed from prison recently. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhya province and Bagmati province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of province number 1, Madhya province, Bagmati province and Lumbini province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature was seen at 18.6 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 5.6 degrees Celsius yesterday. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Political parties busy seeking consensus for a new government as president-ordained deadline for it ending tomorrow evening. Prime Minister Shwebadu Dewa says fairness, impartiality and transparency necessary in legal sector. Home Minister directs to use necessary budget for district disaster management fund to protect citizens from severe cold. And 12 people die in one winter storm in United States, more than 200 Americans affected. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.